לחץ כהבץ על בן שורץ. נמי נזוני 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 צקין סזוני 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 שללו סיירן גרצה תרצלה ג'יירן גרצה שללו סיירן גרצה תרצלה ג'יירן גרצה. Sazuni 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 chalelo seiran gerta tarcele jeiran gerta chalelo seiran gerta tarcele jeiran gerta.
Your dial is set on WSOU 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey, and you are tuned in to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We come to you live each and every Sunday between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock p.m., bringing you the songs and music of Armenia, along with news, views, and interviews and community announcements. This is our first program for 2026. We wish all our listeners a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. Armenians celebrate Christmas on January 6th. The holiday season is behind us, and we are ready for a productive year of service to the community. We bring to you a weekly radio program, a weekly newsletter entitled Armenian Interests and Padev TV. Our services are cared for by people who care. We thank all our supporters and many friends who help make our work a reality. Thank you all, and once again, a Happy New Year to all. In today's program, we will discuss the performance of the Naresh Ensemble from Armenia that was held last night in Tenafly, New Jersey, sponsored by the Tekeyan Cultural Association. I am Greg Varjabedian, and I thank you for joining us. I ask you not to touch the dial and enjoy the program until 4 p.m.
ironia. Carmire ir hakel varti pes barman girani pes arero ye karuvatsar mek pare de ir talis aynel moratsa girani pes arero ye karuvatsar mek pare de ir talis aynel moratsa
Սեք հայկական ռադիո ժամը 89.5 ալիքի վրա։ Կուսանք, որ բոլորդ ուրախ եւ բարի գաղանդ եւ նոր տարի անցուցիք։ Այսօր ստուդիոյի մեջ գայես Հակոբ Տիշոյանը, Գրեգ Վարժապետյանը, Միհրան Մալջյանը եւ Սերջ Փանոսյանը։ Կուսանք, որ մեր հետ գլակ մինչեւ ժամը 4 եւ գվայլեք ամեն ինչ, որ պատրաստած ենք ձեզ համար։
Cierca, cerujem, jesam zove. Učaka, janki hande pet krank. I mačkera ko, luj sin sovoren. Inz hamar, ham pujre komikjank.
Այժմ գանցնինք լուրերուն հայերենով, որ պատրաստած է Հայկ Քյուփելյան.
Ներ ստորև կներկայացնենք շաբթվա ուշագրավ լուրերը. Եթե Հայաստանի վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյանը չվերնդրվի խաղաղության համաձայնագրի նախագծի ճակատագիրը պիտի դառնա անորոշ. Հայաստանն ու Ադրբեջանը չափավոր քայլեր պիտի ցերնարգեն 2025 թվականի շրջանագային խաղաղության համաձայնագրի թրույթներու իրականացման ուղղությամբ, ինչ որ պիտի նվազեցնե անոնց միջև նոր պատերազմի վտանգը, ԳԿՌ-ի Ստրատֆոր վերլուծական կետրոնը։ Փաշինյանը հավանաբար պիտի հետաձգե սահմանադրական փոփոխություններու հանրակրվեի գայացումը մինչև հունիսյան ընդրությունները։ Եթե Փաշինյանը չվերնդրվի խաղաղության համաձայնագրի նախագծին ճակատագիրը պիտի դառնա անորոշ։ Սակայն եթե ան կվերգությունեն հետո բահբանե իշխանությունը, ապա ամենայն հավանականությամբ առաջնահերթություն պիտի դարձնե Թրամփի ուղիի, այսինքն Թրիփ իրակորձումը, որ Ամերիկայի Միացյալ Նահանգների և Ադրբեջանի հետ ստորագրված համատեղ հրճակագրի կետրոնական մասն է։ Հայաստանի վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան հայտարարեց, որ Ադրբեջանի հետ փոխանակված է արուվիճարկի ներուժով ապրանքներու ցանկը։ Արմեն Պրեսի հաղորդումներով երկու երկիրներու կառավարությունները փոխանակած են այդ ցուցակը և ներկայիս սկսած է ուսումնասիրության գործընթացը։ Փաշինյան կառավարությունը ներս զանգվածային լրատվության միջոցներու ներկայացուցիչներուն հետ զրուցելու ժամանակ ցիտել դվավ, որ սույն գործընթացի ավարտին բոլորին համար հասկանալի պիտի լինի, եթե Ադրբեջանի շուգան և անոր հնարավորությունը բաց է բոլորին համար, ով որ գուզե գրնա օգտվիլ այդ մեգեն, հայտնեցան։ Հալեբի մեջ ծգտյալ գացություն, հայապնակ թաղերու մեջ հրասանտներու բայթումներու հետևանքով նյութական վնասներ արձանագրված են։ Հալեբի հայ համայնքի մեջ զոհեր ու վիրավորներ չգան։ Ըստ World Travel Index-ին 193 երկիրներու մեջ Հայաստանը 13-րդ տեղը գրավե աշխարհի ամենաապահով երգիրներու շարքին։ Սույն լուրերը կաղեցև ներգայացուց Հայկ Քյուպելյան, ցտեսություն։
Go to the news in English brought to us by Florence Avakian.
My news report for Sunday, January 11th, 2026, begins with a bill from the United States Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. It would take away restrictions rendering Section 907 an increase United States military aid to Azerbaijan. I saw Armenia reports that Armenians in Russia have joined Armenians around the world in prayer and protest the illegal actions against the Armenian church by Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. Armenian churches around the world celebrated Armenian Christmas on Tuesday. And IRENA reports that in spite of the fact that there are other protests against the Iranian government taking place, the Armenian church in Iran celebrated Armenian Christmas in Tehran on January 6th. During the Armenian Artsakh Fund, it donated medicine totaling $45 million in aid to Armenia and $4 million to Lebanon. Supposedly one of President Biden and President Obama's top officials, her name being Samantha Power, who pretended to be a firm supporter of Armenia, she stayed silent during the Obama and Biden administration from 2022 when food, electricity, water, and basic needs were prevented from reaching Artsakh Armenians. In the weeks and months that followed, she did not visit Armenia or make any assistance or make any statement on the situation of the Karabakh Armenians. The San Francisco Examiner, Amsterdam and Partners has published a white paper highlighting the detention of philanthropist Samuel Karapetian and the systemic persecution of the Armenian church in Etchmiadzin by the Pashinyan government. On Wednesday, Azadutun reports that lawyers representing one of the three Armenian archbishops jailed by Pashinyan in his attempts to depose or throw out Karakin II, the lawyers have said they will appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. Armenian Info reports that mothers of servicemen killed in the last Karabakh War are holding protests in front of Armenia's Ministry of Justice. And the Caucasian Knot reports that a mother of two deceased Karabakh residents held a solo protest in Yerevan. She calls Pashinyan's government to expedite her legal battle with the manufacturers of a headstone for her son's grave. Pashinyan authorities refused to intervene, and she was defrauded of $12,000 and never got the gravestones. Panorama reports that on Friday, opposition podcaster Narek Simsonyan said he would begin an indefinite hunger strike in court protesting his unlawful trial after a government judge lengthened his and his colleague Vasken Tarateliam's detention by 3 months. There are currently more than 50 political prisoners in Armenia, which in Armenia's history is unprecedented. The two men were arrested because of opposition speech by them against Pashinyan and his regime. Panorama reports that Arman Baltasarian, a prosecutor in the criminal procedure against Archbishop Mikhail Ajapayan and Archbishop Bagrat Galustanyan and his 17 supporters, has resigned. And Gurum News reports that the Azerbaijani government will not construct a new football stadium worth $35.6 million in the captured Artsakh city of Azam. The proceeds would go to Aliyev's family, another such award to Aliyev and his friends and family, and this is just another company tied to Azerbaijan's ruling family and inner circle. And finally, Azadutun reports that the friendly mayor of Dilijan, Tu Pashinyan, wants court permission to stop the long-term lease agreement with Ruben Vardanyan, who currently is jailed in Azerbaijan. Vardanyan had invested millions of dollars in the local infrastructure of Dilijan more than 10 years ago. This is Florence Avakian in a pre-recorded report on Saturday evening from New York for the Armenian radio program.
Namaste. Artatsayes ay saravo
alții merge galizim iară. Altre vega băgătără ce vim iară. Nersem galciu, merge galizim iară. Ne asumem galizem ce s-a vadum iar. Se răschezi dalizem ai angigăr iar. Se asumem galizem ce s-a vadum iar. Se răschezi dalizem ai angigăr iar. Morațeles fostum teras ațiali. Pereset pe stăpură n-ai un coiari. Morațeles fostum teras ațiali. Rezet peste furna iun coiari. Te asumem galisem ce sfaba dumia. Se răschezi galisem ai antigeria. Te asumem galisem ce sfaba dumia. Se răschezi galisem ai antigeria.
On the phone. Vartan, can you hear us?
Yes, Serge, I can hear you, and I'm enjoying the program. It's been a very, very interesting program with beautiful Armenian songs, and so lucky you are surrounded by the youth of the Armenian nation. Greg Varzabedian, Hagop Dishoyan and Mira Maljan, and I know the others are not with us today. Once the school starts, they will be with us also. So thank you for the program so far.
No problem. Yes, you're missing out on being with the youth and enjoying all their youthful discussions, I guess. But we hope you'll be here next time around, and we'll enjoy our new programs for the year.
Absolutely.
Vartan, I know you're calling to give us your insights into yesterday's concert that we all went. The Nagash Ensemble. What can you tell us about it? What was your impressions?
Well, we have been announcing Nagash's ensemble performance at Tenafly Presbyterian Church. This is the first time I attend that church. Very beautiful church that served the needs of the ensemble. It was last night at 6 p.m., and we drove from South Orange all the way to Tenafly. I have to say the roads were very, very bad. There was a lot of rain, puddles, but we got there, and parking was not the best thing I could have experienced. So that's the thing I can tell you about last night. As we know, the evening was hosted by the Tekian Cultural Association. We all know about the Tekian Cultural Association. It's world-renowned, formed or established in 1947. I also know, am I on the air?
Yes, Vartan, you're a bit chopping off, but you're good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But I know there was time constraint. Serge, I know you were also very involved with the production. And in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time to put something together like this, it's almost impossible. And I, for one, had my question. I said, it's going to be difficult. They will have problems. They will not be able to make it. But last night, as I attended or arrived at the Presbyterian Church in Tenafly, there was almost only standing room only. The place was packed. And that really, really made my day because, you know, when you work so hard, especially under constraint, and you produce that success, you must have felt very, very good. As you very well know, the program, we expect it to be very different. This is not music we hear every day, but it was a very quality music, and there was immense work. The Nagash Ensemble, as I understand, has been around for 15 years, and it was spearheaded by a diaspora Armenian, John Hodyan. And a couple of weeks ago, we had an interview with John Hodyan, and he discussed the challenges of the group. But I also have to stress that the six people on stage were, or maybe six or five of them, or most of them, the talent was from Armenia. And as many of our friends, I was very impressed by the singer. I think her name is Hasmik Bardasarian. You can correct me. Am I right, Serge?
I'm not 100% sure about the last name, but I think her name was Hasmik, first name.
Hasmik Bardasarian.
And she was the inspiration for John. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, definitely. Hasmik was really an inspiration for all of us. And next to her was Datevik Movsesyan and Arpide Der Petrosyan. And what I like to stress here is they're all from Armenia, and it seems we are getting the cultural nourishment from Armenia. As a community, as a people in the diaspora, I think Armenia is a little bit on the tired side. And I also have to say the latest news from Armenia is not really something that pushes forward with a lot of excitement. There's a lot of problems in Armenia. I don't want to go into that. But in spite of that, we are getting the cultural nourishment from Armenia. Obviously, on stage, there was the sound of duduk, the davul, and the piano. And the whole sound, the works of Magardich Nagash. I never knew about Magardich Nagash. I don't know if there's any other songs by Magardich from the 15th century. But we had an idea of what came through history as Armenian cultural heritage through Magardich Nagash. The talent from Armenia, I have to stress, is something not the first time. Lately, we're getting more powerful concerts that are appearing in places like Carnegie Hall from Armenia. Once in a while, there was the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra. Only this week, I heard that Dikran Hamasyan, is touring United States, and last night we had the Narash. So there is a lot of things happening on the cultural front, and we should really concentrate on this as good news from Armenia. I repeat and repeat and repeat again. We have done our share in the diaspora. We are also doing our share the best we could to maintain our identity, our culture, our heritage, the very proud way of Armenian way, Armenian life. And this is more of areas that is more coming to us from our media. Only this 2 days ago, on Friday, I'm sure there are some people who know it, the Armenian ambassador to the United States, his name is Narek Magerchian, hosted a very special gathering at the Washington National Cathedral, where they celebrated Armenian Christmas and also celebrated the 250th anniversary of America. And this is really something, again, we as our all organizations, whether it's the Tekeyan, whether it is Hamaskain, whether it is AGBU, whether whatever other organizations, I personally don't think we have the ability to present a gathering of that scale. Whereas the ambassador from Armenia or the Philharmonic Orchestra from Armenia are able to fill in the gap. And that is something we should really be thankful, we should really praise, we should feel good about, and also understand that they alone cannot do it without the support of us in the Armenian diaspora. Wherever they go, they seek alliances, like Narash sought the alliance of the Tekeyan Cultural Association. And once again, a standing ovation to the board members of the Tekeyan Cultural Association in our area. I believe Hilda Artunian was mentioned, and I'd like to mention it again. So there is a lot of things happening, and that was my impression. Except for the weather, it was a perfect evening, which we tremendously enjoyed.
I second pretty much everything that you said, Vartan. Yes, it's encouraging for all of us, for all organizations. And just coming out of Christmas holiday period, it's everybody's exhausted, eating, drinking, going to parties. It wasn't a done deal until it was all sold out and new seats were, we were kind of forced to open up the balcony seats, etc., just to accommodate the community's need for more nourishment, as you put it. And it was interesting at the various age groups, as well as a lot of folks who weren't even Armenian who were interested. And I actually was at the door where somebody came and introduced himself to the coordinator for the group, and he said his name and wasn't Armenian. And John said, "Oh, so what was your interest?" And he said, "Well, I'm in music industry, and I loved what you did, and I would like to invite you for X or Y." I forgot what he mentioned. That something, and so community. I guess events like this open up the door for our artists to be exposed to the other venues, and it opens up opportunities for them as well. So it's encouraging to see that we encourage them to have that opportunity. And I also want to drag Miran into the conversation. Miran was also there, and he enjoyed it. Miran, as a member of the younger generation, what was your impression?
Yes, I thought it was actually really, really good. I was sitting down and they started singing, and at first I thought it was a recording and they were using auto-tune, because the way though they were singing the notes so perfectly and so in tune with each other, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And they started right off the bat. Like, you wouldn't really expect it. Like, it was all quiet, and all of a sudden, boom, they started singing, and it hits you. And I even got a chance to, first of all, all of them are from Armenia, except for Mr. Hodian, John Hodian. He was raised and born here. I got a chance to talk to him at the end. And he learned all about music theory and Armenian music here. And he learned medieval poems here, but he also learned it there in Armenia as well. And he went to Armenia and organized this group. They're all from Yerevan. They're all Yerevansi. Mm-hmm. And he created this group, and he's bringing them all over the place. I was just looking now. You told me even yesterday that they tour internationally. They go to Germany. They go to all these different places. And this is their, I think this is their first time in America, right?
No, it's not their first time. Not I think they were here last year as well, Carnegie year? Hall. But it's the first time in New Jersey at the least.
First time in New Jersey. And I think, is it today that they're in the Lincoln Center?
They are today in Lincoln Center, yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it was sold out weeks ago. That's what prompted them to see if there is another venue where they can open up, and that's where we introduced.
But the way he wrote the music, it takes a lot of music theory brilliance and a lot of knowing about Armenian music to compose all of that. I was amazed. I was asking him, like, how he did all this music theory, how he came up with, the theme of this medieval poem and the story. There was a whole story, there was a whole music, everything was great. It was all good, except for, of course, the rain.
And then for those who don't know, Miran is also a musician, and comes with a family of musicians, and his brother is composing his, piece for the semester.
Yeah, we all have the different aspects.
So it's good to hear that side of the story as well. Thank you for that.
It went really well. I really enjoyed it.
That's good. Vartan, anything else you want to add about at least Hamasyan? Any more detail upcoming?
Serge Guzey, Hayrenova Dormasin Fosil Mikic.
Okay.
Hamasyan, the Dikran Hamasyan of Nushanagor Tashtagare, South Orange Midikinavi, Yeravagai, Amerigai, Polor Shircha Bududi, Gokin, South Orange Performing Arts Center Midikinavi, որ արդեն մեր քաղաքն է, Սիգնոլ համալսարանի քաղաքն է, Սիգնոլը զորավոր գաբեր ունի South Orange Performing Arts Center-ի հետ, այնպես որ համալսարանը գաբ ունի այս հայդակրին, և քանի որ համալսարանը գաբ ունի, և հայկական ռադիոժամ համալսարանի մեջ չեն գաղորդվի, մենք կար մասմը թերմը ունին կատարելու, և մեր թերը այն է, որ պիտի օգտակար դառնան քաղուտին ծանոթացնելու մարդ 15, որ գիրակի օր է, կարծեմ ժամը 7-ին է, դագավին վերջնական ցուցիչներ չելա, բայց կարծեմ միջև հաջորդ գիրակի ավելի մանրամասն ընդերգություններ կստանանք. Գուզեմ շեշտել, որ Դիկան Համասյանին ծանոթ եմ, և իսկապես մեծ տաղանդ է, իսկապես մեծ գարիշ է շեշտել Ադիգա, և զարմանալի եմ խոսիս օդարները գետակրկրվին մեր մշակույթով, մեր երաշխությամբ, զարմանալի է, թե ինչպես այս տաղանդը նաև ճանցված է South Orange-ի մեջ, և մարդիկ հետաքրքրությամբ կմոտենան և Դոմսեր գաբաում են։ Գուսանք աշուտ հայկաղուտ տարբեր շրջանի իրեզանոտ են և գուզեն վայելել եզագի երեգոմը մարդ 15-ին, ինչու չէ իրենքը կաչալեր են այս տաղանդը։ Այդ կայնով Սերջ, և շատ անգամ, և մեկը գեմնա գուզեի շեշտել Սերջ, քիչ առաջ ասի, որ Միրանը նաև ներգա էր Համերգին, երեկվա կոնսերտին. Գուզեմ այստեղ շեշտել, որ այս տղակը, որ մեր հետ կգործեն, գամավորնել ռադիոին, ոչ միայն ռադիոյի ընտանիքի կպատգանին, այլ գամաց, ոչ շատ գամաց, բավական արագ նաև գտնաբսել քաղուտի կպատգանին. Այնպես որ ծվումը կհասցնենք որ երիտասարդներ, որ կմասնակցին քաղուտային կյանքին, որովհետև եթե տուն չլայր երիտեքյան մշակութային միությունը այս արդիվ չլար և մեզի չդրամատրել որոշ դոմսերը, որպես երիտասարդներն ակաչալրվին և քալ համերգին, այդ երիտասարդները պիտի չկարողանան երեք գիշեր այդեղ կտնվել. Այնպես որ իրենց ար ուղղությունը գուտանք, իրենց ար առաջնորդենք, իրենց ոմը կբարձրանանք, և ինչու չէ գուսանք իրենք ար իրենց բարձրագույնը կդարեն քաղուտին հանդեպ։ Շնորհակալություն։
Շատ շնորհակալ ենք, Վարդան, and we'll go to more music, and I hope you are with us until the end of the program at 4 p.m. Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my close friend RJ's great-grandmother, Osana Tumanyan, wishing her a happy birthday and healthy years ahead.
Ես համար այս կնքոշ երկն եմ երկում Կասիրով պարում է հոսում Կամասին գարում է խոսում Ես կանչում և տանչում եմ ամենոր Ախ խղճա սերը կաղցի ծավախոր Օսանա, Օսանա Հարաչում է խղճ թարիսլարը Եվ երկում սիրոն մի անման Կոմասին կեզ համար Օսանա, Օսանա Հարաչում է խեղչ տարիս մարը Եվ երկում սիրոն մի անման Կոմասին կեզ համար Tu im sama i razmaku i
Ieske z amargut se mocić Herbic ieske z konny snem Sirem Urbis ganki z czygna jenas A reka gimbetke herbic na je Kajoriete szad modena Herbic na je Gajriete Šadn modenas Turach nas, jeb mich tiri weit zaručić. Apok šmigja sirop kida, jeske zamar gut se vočić. Hrvic jeske skone disnem sirem, urbis ganki s čik na gerat. A reka gimbetke hrvic, Gajriete Šadn modenas Hrvic jeske skone disnem sirem Urbis ganki s čignal je raz A reka gimbetke Hrvic maje Gajriete Šadn modenas
Raz, that's the name of the song, and most people know, obviously. You're hearing Armenian Radio from New York, New Jersey, in Seton Hall, and we have with us Greg, Hago, Miran, and myself. And one of the topics that came up when we were talking is one of the highlights of the 2026 will be, for those of us who follow, the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup for soccer. It's not high pitch time at this point, but pretty soon it will be. It will start, for anybody who's wondering, it will be from June 11th until July 19th. And what's fascinating about it for us in the States is that it's going to be in North America. It's going to be in all three countries, Mexico, US, and Canada. And I'm lucky for us, it's also going to be many of those, I guess, matches are going to be in New Jersey in MetLife Stadium. including the final. How much do you guys know about it? Anyone who wants to jump in? Hagopu, I wish your mom was here to give us all the details, but
how
much do you know?
I just know that, obviously, I would assume that a ton of people are excited in New Jersey, whether they're going to the game or not. It's a pretty big deal for the final game to be held at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and I know my mom is very excited. We were actually lucky enough to win a raffle to go to a game, not the final game, but it's one of the last games in the first group, game 61. It's in Boston at the Gillette Stadium, and it's France versus Norway. And I personally don't know much about soccer, but I know Mbappe plays for France, so, you know, a pretty good, a pretty solid team. So I'm really excited to go to that game.
That's good. Once in a while, we look for any Armenians in the matches, in the lineups. I think we've had in France a few, at this point, more than a decade ago. I'm excited too. I don't watch soccer that closely, but when every 4 years when the World Cup comes up, I'm excited about it. And for anybody who wants to still get tickets, the tickets are in a phase now. I think they had a couple of phases. Maybe that's when you got your ticket. Now they are in a lottery draw because there are more people who are looking for tickets than there are matches, even though there are a lot of teams. There are 48 teams playing. And now it's a lottery phase. Anybody who wants to put in their names down for any of those matches, they could do that. You could pick them now. And there will be lotteries with, drawn in actually just 2 days. So it's been out for a month. You could sign up for any matches that you'd be interested in. For the matches that, for every match, there will be draw, and for as many as there are tickets, and you could get them. And the prices are somewhere around $200 up till, I think in the final, it's 8,000 something. The cheapest for a final, I just was looking at it, was 4,100 something. But the more expensive tickets at the better seats were 8,000 something. There are a lot of tickets, a lot of, I guess the lower tier seats, many of them are available. If anybody is interested, again, there you have 2 more days to go to put your name in for any of those. I think they should be exciting, once in a lifetime type of bucket list type of things to do. And
yeah, I think if you have the money and you're interested in soccer, it's definitely a, like you said, once in a lifetime kind of thing that you should maybe think about. Could be fun.
Yeah, right. I guess it's kind of like, I don't know what Taylor Swift tickets go by.
It's definitely these type of tickets, and I think the way that they're doing it is actually pretty smart, because I don't think FIFA, or for the World Cup, I don't think they ever like officially released like a website like, here is where everyone can go and publicly buy tickets. I'm pretty sure it's all by raffle and by lottery, because if they were to, you know, release a website like that, I think it would probably crash within a few minutes because of the amount of people that are interested in tickets. And the lottery draw that we had won to buy tickets, it was a Visa presale. So all you needed was a Visa card, which is pretty much like all major debit and credit cards. So you just put the card information, and our whole family did it, so 5 people, and I was the one lucky enough to get it, so we were able to get one at least, and that's how we were able to get these 4 tickets.
That's good. But anybody, again, who's interested, don't despair. You have another day or two to go. By Tuesday, you should put your name in. The cheapest I saw, actually, I was looking at it, was like $220. If you get it, you have to put your credit cards up front. So if you get it, you can get up to 4 tickets, and for any of those matches that you're interested in. And there's some really good, I guess, matches. The initial matches, a lot of them end up scoring a lot of goals, so they would be fun to watch, especially, and especially the ones that are, involving the U.S. or Brazil, Germany, or any of the top groups or more desired groups to watch, and I think should be fun to watch in person at least once. So I'll put in my draw. I'll let you know if I get anything. I think the draw is sometime in February, but time to put your requests are next 2 days. Anything else wants to add? Anybody wants to add about this?
No, nothing else. Thank you for reminding me to put in my draw. I'm going to make sure to do that now.
All right, so maybe we'll go with the whole radio. We'll put in our names and then we'll all go together for a good, instead of pizza outing, we'll go to soccer outing.
That would be amazing.
Let's continue the program today.
Maar dat zie je. אם הוא שלי אשחדי הנדי בצי כסנוריס מוטס נלוב כסקרקין עלי גוצץ אימוקי אם הוא שלי אשחדיס הנדי בצי כסנוריס מוטס נלוב כסקרקין Ale to cvet imokin Tovam pela heranam Alev shova yerkanki Izkes paros kadarnam Kodum galu champeki Ani yali Champagne hardini Yes kavotem kesama Volvot kacharni kari Akamayit karatsa Yepor handi petsikes Uber krankov haskatsa Vor murazas kataravets Akamayit karatsa Yepor handi petsikes Kramkov haskatsa murmurazs katarvets Tovam pela heranam Alev shova yerkanki Iskes palos kadarnam Kodum galu champeki Champagne hardly Yes, come on, him just how much Vol vodka, charni kari Vol vodka, charni kari Vol vodka, charni kari
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We are in our 47th year of service to the community. We now go to the community announcements. If you want us to read your nonprofit organization's announcement free of charge, kindly send us a few lines a couple of weeks in advance so we may serve you better. More details about the events we announce can be found in our Armenian Interests newsletter.
Cultural Committee will present a musical concert with Pegasus Orchestra directed by Karen Hagobian with guest pianist Atom Talin and cellist Sergei Oltonov. Details to follow.
Save the date. The NJ Shaked chapter of the Armenian Relief Society will hold its 111th anniversary gala dinner on Saturday, April 11th, 2026. Details to follow.
ashtaraka sere tarva amen mi amisa yes gospitak nem dutim martenisa ech mi atine mer khachnu havata yes ko abovyan nem dutim ararata yes ko gyumri nem dutim yerevana
yes ko artsakh nem dutim hayastana
Ես քո խոստովն եմ դու իմ արագածը
Ես քո արավոտ եմ դու իմ լուսաբացը
Ես քո տաթևն եմ դու իմ նորավանքը Ես քո հոգին եմ դու իմ կյանքը Սերը սիրում է դարձնում ամեն օրը Ես քո թալին եմ դու իմ ծաղկաձորը Չի մարելու սիրո մեր կրակը Ես քո գավառն եմ դու Գյումրինեմ դու իմ Երևանը
Ես քո Արցախն եմ դու իմ Հայաստանը Ես քո Արաքսն եմ դու իմ Որոտանը
Ես քո Այգեպանն եմ դու իմ Վուրաստանը
Ես քո Պայքարն եմ դու իմ Հայրենիքը
Ես քո Մեղրն եմ դու իմ Հարսանիքը Սերը սիրում է դարձնում ամեն օրը Ես քո Սիսյան եմ դու իմ մեծ ամորը, չիմարելու սիրո մեր կրակը, ես քո Սևան եմ դու իմ ճամբարակը, սերը տարվա ամեն մի ամիսը, ես քո Մեղրին եմ իսկ դու իմ Մասիսը, սերը լցնում մեր տունն ու օրանը, ես քո Ջավախքն եմ դու իմ ապարանը, Ես քո Գյումրին եմ դու իմ Երևանը
Ես քո Արցախն եմ դու իմ Հայաստանը Ես քո Արցախն եմ դու իմ Հայաստանը
çumin kësin Që gitem jeser Te unë këlecin të anis Mi bos kitesin Po vos velum heravor Unë anë martu mu Jes des nu me mdem gjësnor Anë noro shusu
Wow, wow
Jes
des nume më shushum me këmon orvac Degeru me u hishum dar pas në rëvor jerek pak vecin më tun Vo shërqika huzabek që dar na eltu
Jes des nume më shushum me këmon orvac Degeru me u hishum dar pas në
Shërqika husa vek që darna e tu
Dashteru, dashter, u are për far Jef janë kë antes, s'ku me mbor jes Dur s'ke gam hima, këndrem gjana par Mi te që gites, mi te që gites
Kënam me nëk, kam ku më shkarun Jeb mi irikun, të më cni u hin U ka verqana, jer krajin herun U ka verqana, qana pare hi
Kënam me nëk, kam ku më shkarun Jeb mi irikun, të më cni u hin
U ka verqana, jer krajin herun
Այս ձևով գպագենք մեր այսօրվա հայդակիրը։ Հուսամ վայլեցիք ամեն, որ պատրաստած ենք ձեզ։ Գուսանք, որ մեր հետ գլակ կալ շապատ գիրագի ժամը երկուքեն չորսի միջև։ Program has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed all that we had prepared for you. We hope you listen in next week on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. We wish you a happy and productive week.
Mernem kodran.